This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
847, 13 till 9 to our friend Jeff Palermo. We go, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network news director. Well, how you doing, Jeff Palermo?
I'm doing well, Tommy. How about you? You ready for a Mardi Gras weekend?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. I got my... I started to say something I shouldn't have said in relation to something happening in the French Quarter, and that would have sounded terribly inappropriate, so I'm glad I stopped myself. Let's talk about you. Do you come in for Mardi Gras or stay in Baton Rouge? What do you do?
Well, I'm with the LSU baseball team this weekend.
So you're out of town.
Yes, I'm out of town.
Yes. WWL's your home, by the way, for LSU baseball this afternoon. Tigers taking on Kansas State at the Frisco College Baseball Classic. Pregame 1:30, first pitch 2 o'clock. That's on our sister station, the Bet 92.9 FM and 1350 AM. I have no idea where Frisco College is. The Baseball Classic. I could make a case for 10 different cities. Jeff, where is it?
We're just outside of Dallas. So it's the Frisco Classic. They're playing the games at a minor league baseball park, which is a very unique park here. Pretty cool setup that they have. And that they'll be playing three different teams. They got Kansas State today at 2 o'clock this afternoon, Nebraska at 4 o'clock on Saturday, and then 4 o'clock against Sam Houston State on Sunday.
So what are you looking for out of this series? What is Jay Johnson looking for out of this season?
He's looking for his team to be tested. They got tested on Wednesday night against Dallas Baptist, and they passed that test quite well, beating the Patriots 7-3. DBU came into that game ranked anywhere between 17th and 19th, depending on what college baseball poll you're looking at. And, you know, up until that game on Wednesday night, LSU had really not played a tough opponent. Purdue, Fort Wayne, Omaha, Nichols, I mean, none of those teams were really able to challenge them, and they got challenged in that game. And even though LSU left way too many people on base, 15 of them, they still really played sound defensively. They were outstanding on the mound, and they got some clutch hits in there as well, despite leaving the 15 runners on base. So now, today you play a Kansas State team that last weekend went to Arlington at Globe Life Field, and they defeated Arkansas, who's ranked in the top five, and they beat TCU. That's another top 25 team, and they also beat Michigan. So this is a Kansas State team that's coming in with a lot of confidence and looking to try to stay on a roll when they play LSU. They'll face Nebraska tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Nebraska is a team that was ranked heading it a couple weeks ago before losing in a doubleheader to the Raging Cajuns last Saturday. So that's a quality team out of the Big Ten. And then Sam Houston State looks to be a little down this year, or at least they've gotten off to a slow start, but traditionally, that's a team that's going to win anywhere between 35, 40 games, a really good mid-major team. So, and then when you look at the rest of LSU's non-conference schedule, and this was not by design, Coach Jay Johnson had other teams that he was scheduled to play, but they backed out at the last minute, so he had a scramble to get some of these teams that are coming into the box for these weekend series. the rest of the non-conference schedule doesn't look all that daunting. So this is a chance, again, to really test a talented LSU baseball team.
What can we infer, or should we infer anything from leaving 15 people stranded? Because that kind of gets...
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's my attention.
Well, it cost them last week. The lone loss that they had against Omaha, they left a bunch of people on base in that game as well. And they've had situations like that. You know, in particular, bases loaded a couple times in that game against Dallas Baptist, and they couldn't knock them in. It's almost a double-edged sword. It's disappointing that you're not, taking advantage of those RBI opportunities, but at least you're getting guys on base. And eventually you'll start knocking them in. So it's certainly a stat you look at, but in the end, I mean, LSU is still, for the most part, in many of their games, they're scoring 10 runs or more. You still scored 7 runs against a good Dallas Baptist team. So you'll have games, though, where you just have those kind of frustrating games, Tommy, where you leave 10, 11, 12. I mean, 15's pretty high, though. That's a little unusual. But you'll have games like that. So nothing to hit the panic button about right now. But, it's something to monitor because I would say if there's one thing offensively that you can look at that has you a little bit, I don't want to say worried, but one thing that hasn't looked good has been the number of guys LSU has left on base this season. And hopefully that will improve as once they really start to kind of figure out the lineup and Jay Johnson continues to really tinker with that as well.
Let's talk about women's basketball.
Well, tough loss last night against Alabama. Mm-hmm. They got behind against Kentucky on Sunday. They were able to rally and win that game. They got behind against Alabama by double digits, took the lead there briefly. Obviously, the game goes into overtime. It was a tough game for Flaw Jay Johnson. They didn't get the kind of offensive performance from her. They actually got a little bit more some support or some good play from some of the supporting cast last night on the road, which was good to see. But that was an Alabama game that was really up for it. I think it's just something, again, that you can kind of grow from LSU. I mean, you look at their three losses, you know, two, they're all on the road, two of them against top five teams, and then that one last night, it goes into overtime against a team ranked 20th or something like that, 19th, somewhere in that vicinity. So, you're going to have some losses along the way. They got one last night. They had a chance to win it at the end. Michaela Williams had a really good look at it on a game-winning chance, and it just bounced out. So one of those things that happens. And this Sunday is the regular season finale, then you go into the SEC tournament, and then it really revs up to see if this team can make a run.
Quickly, we got to talk about what's going on with defensive line coach LSU football.
I think it's a bit of a gut punch there for LSU. I think it's great for the Saints to get Bo Davis, who's considered one of the best defensive line coaches in all of football. What he's done on the college level has been very impressive. He's been in the NFL before as a defensive line coach for the Detroit Lions a few years back. But Brian Kelly really thought when he got Bo Davis out of Texas, paid him a lot of money, $1.25 million last year. He was set to make $1.35 million this year. Bo Davis, an LSU alum, had been on the coaching staff previously. I think Brian Kelly really thought, okay, here's my guy. This is going to be the defensive line coach for the foreseeable future. But then he decides to go to the Saints. And by everything we're hearing, this is not necessarily that he's mad at Brian Kelly or anything. He's just one of several coaches that have gotten out of getting out of the college game because they don't like the NIL NIL transfer portal era that we're in college athletics. It's just a little bit too much. I think they just feel it's burdensome. It's you know, and he's known as a recruiter, and in recruiting, especially some of these old school recruiters in college athletics, relationships mattered so much in recruiting. You start that relationship and you cultivate it for 2, 3, 4 years, and then you get the kid to sign at your school. Now it's all about, I don't care if I get to know you, coach. I just want to know how much money I'm making. And that turns a lot of these college coaches off. And for Bo Davis, an opportunity to stay close to home, go back to the NFL, go with Kellen Moore, who's going to, obviously the Saints are going to give Kellen Moore and his staff a lot of time to try to make the Saints a winner again. So I think he looked at it as just a much more stable situation in New Orleans than LSU, where it's so volatile. Guys, you know, you scream at a kid and he's upset at you, and then he's in the transfer portal.
Just listen to what you just said. Professional football, more stable than college football. Crazy. You're going to coach professional football, right? Thank you, Jeff.
Yep. All right,
have
guys.
A good
Thanks.
Trip. Be safe. Travel safely. Y'all can go to WWL.com. Find everything LSU by Jeff Palermo, 856, 4 till 9. Traffic, WWL.